Nothing good ever happens after midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, and this gets back around to situational awareness, yes, which we teach you to the range. You know, you need to know where you're at, why you're there. What time, you know, you need to be paying attention. Now, in a situation like that, you don't, if you don't know where the shooter is coming from, you don't want to draw your weapon and just randomly fire. I mean, and I can see today that there will be a flock of people going to our local big box over on 45th Street that sells firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be, I need a gun. I need a gun. Mm-hmm. And there's no point in carrying one if you're not going to practice, if you're not going to train, if you're not going to educate yourself.
Yep.
You know, the number of people that I saw during the COVID panic, you know, when everybody was worried that, you know, the apocalypse was on, that went and bought firearms at gun shows, every store in town was cleaned out, ammunition was gone, and you never see these people at our range. You know, if you based it on the number of people that bought firearms during that time, our range should be full virtually 24/7, 365 with people practicing. Yep. And it's not. You know, you have the diehards. You know, we have law enforcement now that's training over there with the new addition.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Don't get me started on this. there's some of them who need a little help yet.
Yeah, you there's, know, and, there's always and, some, yep.
You know, and I understand law enforcement's busy. I mean, you know, you put in a long day, the last thing you want to do at the end of the day is go to a range and practice. But, you know, it's the same issue, and it's a human issue. You know, you can't just, you know, point a finger and say, yeah, this person is going to diligently practice, and this one is, but that one isn't. I mean, we're all human.
Yeah, and, you know, my last career, you know, we had a minimum of four times a year where we're qualifying. And quite honestly, could it have been more? Absolutely. Granted, now we were in a different situation. We're not local PD where we're out on the streets carrying all the time. Different scenario with the feds, et cetera. But I do know that we did have mass shooting situations, training, excuse me. And normally the three things they would tell people, especially if it's in a building. Now, outside a bar, closing time is a little bit different. But the thing that they normally told us or they taught us was that, number one, what you want to do if you hear gunshots is to more or less run away. Get out of the area.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. So get away from that situation. Number two, if you're in a building where there's a mass shooting, a mass casualty type event, you want to hide and kind of, you know, provide some type of protection, you know, put some stuff in front of the door so people can't get in. And the third and last thing, especially if you're unarmed, is you want to fight. And those are a different situation than obviously the downtown one. But still, the main point is that if there's a shooting going down there, more times than not, you're going to want to get out of the area, not stick around. And so my concern with a situation like Saturday, John, is that if people actually have your concealed carry license and they are carrying in a situation like that, number one, I hope you're not drinking and carrying at the same time, number one.
No.
And then number two, they need to know the situation, and they can't just, well, I've got a gun, I'm going to go solve the situation, because that honestly can make things worse, especially if they don't hear or don't respond, because obviously everybody gets tunnel vision when it comes to incidents like this. If you get tunnel vision, you're trying to stop a threat to help the community, but then police officers show up and you're not hearing because you're so tunnel vision on the shooter that you can make things worse, especially for the police.
Yeah, well, you know, I always tell people, if you've ever been absolutely had the crap scared out of you, you know, what happens to you at that point? You get that fuzzy feeling, you get that buzzing, ringing sensation in your ears, and your vision goes down to just like a small circle momentarily.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where situational awareness, this is where practice and training all come in hand in hand. You need to, first of all, you need to take care of yourself and your immediate family.
Yep.
I mean, that's part of the reason for caring.
Yep.
Nothing more. You are not Superman. Mm-hmm. You are not the police. It is not your job.
It's not a movie.
Protect the world.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a John Wick movie.
No, it's not.
You know, so first of all, you want to get yourself undercover, behind an object, whatever you need to do. You need to assess the situation. And then you need to decide if you're going to confront the situation. You know, look at the Walmart stabbing in Lansing. That guy was caught in the parking lot by a concealed carry holder.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Didn't even have to fire a shot. Just got the gun out into play and said, that's it, buddy, we're done. You know, and held him for law enforcement.
Give him commands. And hopefully, obviously, if they see your weapon and if that person has a knife, they're going to follow those commands because they don't want to get shot.
Well, theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah.
You know, and like I said, this is part of the reason why I like to dissuade people sometimes from carrying, even though people mm-hmm. go, well, that's kind of dumb that you would have that attitude, John, because you're a big Second Amendment guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but you have to understand it's a tool. You know, you have to understand how to use the tools available, mm-hmm. you know. In a situation, I brought this along just for giggles, and I'll pull it real quick here.
Yeah. One of those sirens, self-defense sirens.
Ah, yeah. Now, this is fine for a lady if you're going to carry this. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting confronted by somebody, don't start yelling help. What is the word to use to holler out when you activate something like this? Even if you don't have this, even just holler out on the street at night. Fire.
Fire.
Why do you holler fire?
That gets everybody's attention.
Yeah. Mm. If you're yelling rape, Assault, somebody's hurt, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can yell anything you want. Most people will not get involved.
Mm.
Or they'll maybe look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, people come outside when they hear the word fire. Because why? That's human curiosity.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's, yeah, like I said, this weekend's been an interesting weekend.